नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट नंबर 11। हरेर गुणाक्षिप्त मतिर भगवान बादरायणी अद्यगान महद आख्यानाम नित्यं विष्णु जनप्रियः हरेर गुणाक्षिप्त मतिर भगवान बादरायणी अद्यगान महत आख्यानाम नित्यं विष्णु जनप्रियः। हरे
of
Hari, the personality of God.
Guna,
transcendental attribute. Akshipta, being absorbed in. Matihi, mind. Bhagavan,
powerful.
Badarayani, the son of Vyasadeva. Adhyagat, underwent studies. Mahat, great. Akhyanam,
narration.
Nityam,
regularly.
Vishnu Jana,
devotees of the Lord.
Priyaha,
beloved.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Shukadeva Goswami, son of Srila Vyasadeva, was not only transcendentally powerful, he was also very dear to the devotees of the Lord. Thus, he underwent the study of this great narration, Srimad Bhagavatam. Please repeat. Srila Shukadeva Goswami, son of Srila Vyasadeva, was not only transcendentally powerful. He was also very dear. To the devotees of the Lord. Thus he underwent. The study of this great narration. Srimad Bhagavatam. Purport. According to Brahma Vaivarta Purana, Srila Shukadeva Goswami was a liberated soul even within the womb of his mother. Srila Vyasadeva knew that the child after his birth would not stay at home. Therefore, he impressed upon him the synopsis of the Bhagavatam so that the child could be made attached to the transcendental activities of the Lord. After his birth, the child was still more educated in the subject of the Bhagavatam by the recitation of the actual poems. The idea is that generally the liberated souls are attached to the feature of impersonal Brahman with a monistic view of becoming one with the Supreme Whole. But the association of the pure devotees like Vyasadeva, even the liberated soul becomes attracted to the transcendental qualities of the Lord. By the mercy of Sri Narada, Srila Vyasadeva was able to narrate the great epic of Srimad Bhagavatam And by the mercy of Vyasa Deva, Srila Shukadeva Goswami was able to grasp the import. The transcendental qualities of the Lord are so attractive that Srila Shukadeva Goswami became detached from being completely absorbed in impersonal Brahman and positively took up the personal activity of the Lord. Practically, he was thrown from the impersonal conception of the Absolute, thinking within himself that he had simply wasted so much time in devoting himself to the impersonal feature of the Supreme. Or in other words, he realized more transcendental bliss with the personal feature than the impersonal. And from that time, not only did he himself become very dear to the Vishnu Janas or the devotees of the Lord, but also the Vishnu Janas became very dear to him. The devotees of the Lord who do not wish to kill the individuality of the living entities and who desire to become personal servitors of the Lord do not very much like the impersonalists, and similarly the impersonalists who desire to become one with the Supreme are unable to evaluate the devotees of the Lord. Thus, from time immemorial, these two transcendental pilgrims have sometimes been competitors. In other words, each of them likes to keep separate from the other because of the ultimate personal and impersonal realizations. Therefore, it appears that Srila Shukadeva Goswami also had no liking for the devotees. But since he himself became a saturated devotee, he desired always the transcendental association of the Vishnu Janas. And Vishnu Janas also liked his association, since he became a personal Bhagavata. Thus, both the son and the father were completely cognizant of transcendental knowledge in Brahman. And afterwards, both of them became absorbed in the personal features of the Supreme Lord. The question as to how Shukadeva Goswami was attracted by the narration of the Bhagavatam is thus completely answered by this shloka. Om Jnana Simirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swamini Tinamine Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Harer Gunakshipta Matir Bhagavan Badarayani Adhyagan Mahat Akhyanam Nityam Vishnu Jana Priyaha. Srila Shukadeva Goswami, son of Srila Vyasa Deva, was not only transcendentally powerful, he was also very dear to the devotees of the Lord. Thus he underwent the study of this great narration, Srimad Bhagavatam. Now we can see Shukadeva Goswami was naturally a devotee of the Lord. That is why he was interested in hearing about Srimad Bhagavatam. Because if you are not a devotee, then why would you like to hear the glories of Krishna? You will study Vedanta, Sutras and Bhashya, Darshana, Shad Darshana, etc., etc. Because that's what the impersonalists do. They sometimes deride the Puranas. You know, they say, oh, this is all mythology, or it's not so powerful. You know, the most powerful is the Brahman, Brahma Satyam Jagat Mithya, which is true to some extent. But when it comes to the personal realization, a devotee is far superior. Because of simple thing, it's not because we are also trying to be devotees, so you know we glorify. Like Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, he said, "You are Param Satya, Param Dhamma, Pavitram." But he immediately qualifies that by saying that not because I am saying, but because all the great acharyas have also said. So same way we see that a person like Sukadeva Goswami, who was self-realized within the womb of the mother, but he was an impersonalist, you know, because he was more attracted to impersonalism. But when his father told him about the Bhagavata, he got transformed, you know. He got totally transformed, because anybody who hears or listens to this wonderful narration of Bhagavatam, even if he is very hard-hearted, like, you know, I don't want to do anything, I have nothing to do with the God, I have to do everything with the Brahman, he will also get the melo, rasa. That is why we see that so many Mayavadis, impersonalists, they also narrate Bhagavatam. You know, they have this Bhagavat Saptaha and all that, you know. Somehow they will take from Bhagavatam and twist it and try to make the Brahman supreme. But here, if you see this shloka, it didn't say Nityam Brahmana Priya. It says Nityam Vishnu Jana Priya. Vishnu Jana Priya. Meaning, who are Vishnu Jana? The devotees of the Lord. Devotees of the Lord are called Vishnu Jana. People of Vishnu. Like we say Vaishnava. Vaishnava Ava. Ava means followers. Vishnu. Vishnu's followers. Vaishnava. So same way, Vishnu Jana Priyaha. Devotees of the Lord, and he is dear to the devotees of the Lord. That means what? If you are yourself not a Vishnu Jana, why you will like another Vishnu Jana? That's what Prabhupada explains, that especially in India, these two sectors are there, you know. They don't see eye to eye. And sometimes they are so fanatic that it's so difficult, you know. They will say, I will not go to this. I will not go to Vishnu temple, or I will not go to Krishna temple. And if somebody takes them there, they keep their eyes closed, you know. They are so fanatic that don't even want to see. And sometimes, of course, Vaishnavas are also fanatic. Not that, you know, it's only Mayavadis are fanatic. We are also fanatic, sometimes. So, here we see that by proper association and proper instructions. And here he was fortunate, he got the instructions directly from Vyasadeva, who is an empowered entity, Shaktya Vesha Avatara. But it doesn't matter. We are also fortunate to have the association of the followers of Vyasadeva. That's why when somebody sits on the elevated seat or a whatever, you know, we call it Vyasasana. Why do we call it Vyasasana? Because that means you are now going to repeat what Vyasa said. You are his follower. So that's why it's called Vyasasana. And that's why we respect that seat, irrespective of the person sitting on that, because that represents Vyasadeva. And the person sitting there has to be representative of Vyasadeva in real term. That means he must be talking only what Vyasadeva and his chain, disciplic succession, has spoken. Not what I think, what you think, not that business. And that's what generally, when you hear any Mayavadi speaking, he'll be speaking like that, you know, because he thinks that he start thinking that he is already self-realized and he is beyond this. So whatever he can say is like, you know, Brahma Vakya, they say it. But we know that unless, you know, this Sanat, last time we saw the Kumaras, now we are seeing Sukadeva Goswami is not a small person. You know, imagine Parikshit Maharaj is there and, you know, he's telling him 7 days, day and night, and thousands of devotees are there, sages and sadhus and, you know, all great personalities at that time. And this small little boy, he's a young boy, he's not like, you know. So sometimes when we see within our society also, young devotees giving classes, you know. Initially, I remember sometimes people will say, what this boy will speak, you know, because they're so young sometimes. But when they start speaking, they speak, because they're speaking on the basis of the Shastra and Guru and Sadhu, they become powerful. They slowly people realize and people become astonished. Like I was astonished when I first time heard some of these devotees, you know. The first impression was not so good, appearance-wise, you know, like, okay, what is going to say? You know, but when they speak, as long as they are speaking what is spoken by Vyasadeva and his chain, I have seen that whenever people try to do something extraordinary, you know, invent something of their own, or try to, you know, deviate from the, they fail. They make a mess of it, you know. So, this way we know now. I think from next shloka onwards, the narration of Ashwatthama punishment will start. So, I'd like to stop here. If anybody has any questions, comment. श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय